This recording, Zimbabwe 4, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Get Secure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story of you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a super private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with a palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered the aether. Her efforts were not fatal. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on a Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she whipped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much." But Miss Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I'm from Zimbabwe. I was born in Mutare, in a mountainous area near Nyanga Mountains. I grew up going to a school, Seventh Day Adventist Primary School, and a secondary school that was Kariri Adventist Secondary School. That's where I grew up, that's where I do my education, from grade 1 up to my grade 12. We call it an O-level in Zimbabwe. I finished my O-level in 2000, and I was married in 2003, right there. So I had my first son in 2004, once I was married, and that's where I started to decide, like, okay, education is very important. It was in 2009, and I left my son with my mom, and we come here in South Africa. I first worked like as a cleaner, actually. And you see, sometimes you meet different people in life. You meet kind people, you meet terrible people, you meet good people. So it pushes me until I said to myself, like, no ways. I think I need more education. I need to do something to help myself. I can't work like as a cleaner the whole lot of my life. It's not going to work for me. Nadia, it's not very easy to look after someone's child. But I'll tell you what. I am very passionate and I am very strict. New mothers, sometimes they're difficult to handle. But you need to know, who are you? Why am I here? What is my job description say? Sometimes she's a bit tough and she wants to do like unnecessary things like smacking and what. So I introduced, as for me, because I did it even to my kids, I give a timeout. If the child didn't listen, I give a timeout. But before I do that, I set up a meeting with a mom. In Zimbabwe, we speak Shona. Like, there's a lot of different Shona. The Zulus, they're from Harare, going to Murewa, like that. I am a Manyika. I come from Mutare. So I'm married to a Zuzuru guy. So we can speak Shona, but the Shona is different. It's like, it's very good to have education. Zvakanaka kuva nechikoro. So it's important to have education. It's important to know what you're doing. Zvakanaka kuziva zvauri kuita. And just very good to behave, to be a well-behaved person. Now wait, I'm in that lullaby. I used to. It's like ages ago, and I just ignore it. Then yeah, I can sing for you one. Nyarara kacheche, uzacheme warote iko, nekuti uchakura. You can hold the child and sing like that. So if special when they cry, stop crying. Why are you crying? What did you see? What happened? Do you have pain? Yeah, I'm going to sing this for you. It's like these days, there is a lot of diseases around. If you got your wife or your husband, stick to that. Mazuva no nyika yakaoma warumewe. Kana une wako naye nemumvura mese naye. So it's like wherever your husband go, wherever you be together.